This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
How are you? I hope you're okay. Been a frantic day in my household. Certainly a frantic morning of cleaning at home today. Red carpet has been rolled out. One of those days. Bathroom's been cleaned. Hoover's been run around. All for a new childminder coming over this afternoon. I just don't get it. We're all different, and that's fine. It's not the Queen, though. It's not the mother-in-law. It's a new childminder. It's going to be spending the afternoon playing Paw Patrol, playing with dinosaurs, colouring things in. Not going to notice if the bathroom's clean, if the dust on the carpet. When does the red carpet get rolled out in your house? Because I swear it gets rolled out way too often in ours. What happens? Are there things that you suddenly have to do? Are there items in the house that suddenly get put away? Or opposite, items in the house that suddenly get used just because someone's coming over? What is the red carpet behaviour in your household and who gets it? Tom says posh cutlery and the soap with the sticker on it. Ah, the imperial leather, Tom. Danny says when my wife's friends come round, it's all got to be perfect, glasses get polished, everything's spotless, and when they arrive, it's me who's got to vanish. Danny, that could work one of two ways. Could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. We'll leave it to you to let us know about that. Will, who gets the red carpet treatment at yours then?
Our cleaners do. My wife tidies the house before the cleaners arrive.
And ropes you in, no doubt, as well, Will?
When I'm not on the farm, yeah, that's it.
How often are the cleaners coming round?
About once a week.
And so every single time the cleaners come around, it's clean before the cleaners.
That's right. Yeah, all the washing gets put away and everything. Yeah, just so they can whiz around. Yeah.
Will, I don't feel quite so bad now about the childminder. Now, thank you very much.
All right, cheers.
Stacey says childminder's sitting on the carpet playing with the kids. Of course, it should be clean. Very good point. All these people that are talking about the cleaners coming around and having to clean before the cleaners, Tom makes a good point. Cleaning the house before the cleaners come is the equivalent of taking the children out before the childminder comes over. Who gets the treatment in your house? Gemma, who does the red carpet get rolled out for in your house then?
It's constantly clean.
Constantly clean. That must be such a stressful way to live.
It is so stressful. I got caught out once when my sister came round and my house was an absolute state. And my sister is super clean, made a really rude comment. And so since then, my house has never been untidy. Just in case she wants to pop around.
Every day, your house is sister ready.
It is sister ready every single day and it is a nightmare. I spend so much of my time cleaning. I'm contemplating getting a cleaner, I'm not going to lie.
Clean for the cleaner, that's what everyone else is doing.
That's true, yeah.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Immense levels of stress in my life at home at the moment. I've been asked to keep an eye on my neighbour's pot plants. How hard can that be? I thought to myself as I said, yes, of course. The kind of person, I think this is a compliment, I'll take this, that gets asked to look after things for people. It's obviously a label of trust, and I wear that with pride. You're a regular listener to this show, you'll know that I've looked after neighbours' cats and stuff before. They survive, they're fine. Cats are easy though, aren't they? They just want the food. Stick the food out, go back in the next day, see the food's gone. Doesn't matter if the cat's not there. You don't need to see it. You just need to see that the food's gone. It's all fine. So pot plants, I'm thinking, well, they don't even move. This is fine. I'll say yes to that. He tells me that he's going to group all the pot plants together outside the back door, leave a hose all coiled up. Literally couldn't make it any easier for me. Been doing it for a week now. I like looking after my lawn, but plants, that's a different thing. I'm looking at this group of pot plants. I'm thinking, is that one meant to look like that? Is it naturally at the end of its life cycle? Are those leaves meant to be slightly wilting? Have I watered that one too much? Has that one had enough? I'm absolutely dreading it. I've got a week left until they come back. I really do not know what state they're going to be in when they arrive. I might have to flee town if I've killed all these pot plants. What happened when you were in charge of something for someone else? What were you looking after when it all went wrong? That's what I want to hear. Gemma's texted. I was looking after a friend's house while they were on holiday. Accidentally kicked over a can of paint, which opened and spilt all over their new carpet. Gemma, I'm going to defend you there. If you're looking after their house, it's their new carpet. What have they got paint lying around for? It's not your fault. You weren't to know it was there. Sam, what happened?
What it is, my brother-in-law was at my house with my sister. They're just checking in on the house while I was away. Mm-hmm. And he thought he'd do a nice thing and sort of tidy up my garden a little bit.
Oh, well, that's lovely. So this wasn't something that you'd asked them to do. They just thought, well, while we're away, we'll do this.
Yeah, exactly. He just took it upon himself thinking he would do a nice thing and tidy up my garden a bit to surprise me when I get home.
So what happened?
I had a lovely shrub growing in the court. Garden. It was nice and full, looking lovely, but he just basically trimmed it so far back that it was just a stump left in the corner.
What, and it never grew again?
It never grew back. he absolutely killed it.
Not the surprise he was wanting to give you?
No, not at all, but I've just never let him live it down.
He can't even say that he was doing it on purpose so that you'll never ask him to look after things again, because he wasn't even asked to in the first place.
I never asked him to touch my garden, just to pop in and have a little check, everything was okay, and leave.
Good. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Nina's in Leeds, texts 8 12 15. I was in charge of looking after my neighbour's house and dog for the weekend. I let the dog in the yard, decided to wash two empty wine glasses and a plate. Turned the tap on, could hear my kids fighting in my own house next door, so I ran back to find out what was wrong. By the time I'd calmed them down, I sat down for a while on the sofa, head in my hands. Could see next door's dog safe in their garden, went back to put his food down and let him back inside. To my horror, their kitchen was completely flooded. To make it worse, while I was trying to mop up the mess and assess the damage to their wooden flooring, I got a text saying they'd be home early as they'd cut their weekend short. 20 minutes to clean up as much as I could, but I couldn't work miracles on the wooden floor that had started to slowly warp with all the water. I've never been asked again, and although we say a polite hello when passing, we don't really speak now. Not surprised. Wardy hanging on, what happened, fella?
We were looking after our neighbour's hamster, and he was in his little ball. This ball wouldn't hit a chair. The ball split open and he ran beyond the fireplace in the neighbour's house to make matters worse. So after trying to coax him out for many hours, my dad then had to remove the fireplace to get him out.
Wow.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So, look, I mean, first of all, I'm getting a lot of stories coming through of hamsters and gerbils, and they're not surviving some of the stories that are coming through. So
I don't want to know what some people get up to.
No, exactly. At least yours has survived. However, you're in someone else's house, their pet has disappeared into a fireplace, and it's got so bad you're having to rip out the fireplace in someone else's house.
Yeah, unfortunately so.
That's amazing. All made good, they returned and everything's fine.
Yeah, sort of, pretty much. There was a few bit of making good to do, but I think my dad did that eventually. But I think the hamster had to have a bath as well.
Bex has tweeted, I looked after my sister's two cats for about six months. When she lived near me, she wasn't allowed animals in her rental. We put new collars on them, but she forgot to tell me that one of the cats didn't like bells. Basically sent the cat crazy. She went missing for 10 days. I printed loads of posters. I put them everywhere around the estate. I cried myself to sleep some nights. Luckily, Lily the cat was found 10 days later under a shed three doors down from my house. Dog sniffed her out. Cat was a little bit skinny, but she made it. I have never been so relieved. Some of these stories that have come in, and there are so many that I've not been able to read out, trust me, has made me realise I will never say yes again to looking after pets or pot plants. We had the school hamster, says this text. Well, the school got a hamster back. The teacher said, don't worry, we often get a different one back. No one seems to notice. Lisa messaged, years ago I was house dog and cat sitting for 2 weeks for a friend. Within four days, I was pulling out a tapeworm from their Dalmatian. I had to take it to the vet. Then in the second week, their upstairs cat fell out of a bedroom window during a thunderstorm in the middle of the night. Didn't realise until I heard loud meowing. Had to go and bring it back past the downstairs cat. They hated each other with lots of spitting and hissing. I noticed the following day the cat had landed on a frog when it fell. Apart from that, it was quite a relaxing 2 weeks. At least I'm not feeling so bad about the pot plants now. Kev, what happened when you were in charge?
Yeah, the neighbour asked me to look after their koi pond. And unfortunately, the biggest koi in the pond, worth about £500, died. And I was really upset. And then when the neighbour come home, he told me that it was old and it wasn't very well anyway.
Ah, kind of information that would have been nice to know beforehand.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Kev, can you remember how many days, like, did you decide to tell them when they return, or is that the kind of thing you let them know while they're away? How many days were you, like, wrestling with that, only to find out it wasn't very well?
I was away for about 10 days, about halfway through the holiday, but I didn't tell them until they returned.
Possibly the right thing. Right, Kev, this is double down my efforts to save these pot plants.
OK, thank you.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.